This is Cap Radio News. The COVID-19 pandemic has put extraordinary pressure on places we eat and buy food. And low-income residents in rural communities have been hit especially hard. Emergency providers like food banks and pantries are seeing their numbers skyrocket. And grocery stores are struggling to keep shelves stocked. As part of our rural reporting project with North State Public Radio in Chico, reporter Nina Sparling takes a look at how some growers and nonprofits in Sierra and Plumas counties are trying to help meet the increased demand for food.
This is perfect.
Rugged Roots Farm sits just off Route 70 in Plumas County, a few minutes past downtown Quincy. The first thing you see when you drive up is an old, buzzing refrigerator.
We wanted it right up at the front, so when people park, it's like the first thing they see.
Leslie Pace runs the farm with Jesse Mazar. They pack the fridge full of produce most days of the week.
So we have some butterhead and red lettuce here. We're out of our carrots, but we have two different kinds of carrots.
Leslie and Jesse call it the Honor System fridge. People record what they've taken and how much it cost in a notebook. And the fridge has been a rare, reliable source of fresh produce during the pandemic.
And then our mixed greens are really popular. Usually we fill both shelves with that.
Rugged Roots Farm is a program of the La Sierra Food Project, a nonprofit that Leslie and Jesse started in 2019. At first, the pandemic looked like it would make for a difficult season farming, but pretty quickly, that changed.
We definitely are growing more food than we were planning, though, because of COVID. Yeah. We were going to grow 1 acre, and then we doubled that.
Jesse and Leslie expected they might sell about $50 worth of produce a week out of the fridge. So far, it's been bringing in hundreds of dollars a week. And the fridge is one of a handful of ways that Leslie and Jesse have been working to get their food to the people who need it most.
That'd be perfect.
They also do a weekly produce box at a range of prices. Sean and Gabriella moved to the area in February to work at an outdoor education nonprofit. The roommates found themselves unemployed within weeks.
It definitely provides like a sense of security as we're trying to navigate unemployment.
Leslie and Jesse ask people to volunteer 9 hours over the whole season to receive 15 weeks of free produce. As with the fridge, many more people have signed up than they expected. In part, that's evidence of how COVID-19 has changed how people in Plumas and Sierra counties are getting their food. Tammy Muldoon runs the High Sierra Family Resource Center in the Sierra County town of Loyalton. In a typical week, 60 or 70 families would come to pick up free food.
But after COVID, now we had about 140 families that we were seeing in like April, May, June.
That increase is partly due to financial pressure, but Tammy says it's mostly because people aren't headed out of town to stock up on groceries like they did pre-pandemic. There is one grocery store in Loyalton, but
it's small and it's a small town and the prices are high and they might not have what you want. And they certainly don't have bargain food.
Megan Mansfield has seen the same trend on a county level. She's a health educator at the Plumas County Public Health Agency. More people started to shop locally rather than cross state or county lines to buy food. That put a lot of pressure on supply chains.
Our grocery stores were empty, especially fresh fruits and vegetables and whole grains, as well as meat and dairy. We were out for quite a while.
Throughout Sierra and Plumas counties, people have been turning towards food banks and food pantries more and more. And Megan says the pandemic has put a magnifying glass on an issue that's already been very present.
We are not food sovereign here. We do not have enough food to last all of the people in this county even a week if a bigger disaster hit and we couldn't import our food here. That's really scary.
That's the same issue that Jesse and Leslie are trying to address with the La Sierra Food Project by growing food for Plumas County in Plumas County.
Our goal was to make local food something that people in our community can access. There's a lot of lower income community members here. Doing this project, a big part of it was making sure that most of our community can have access to the produce that we're growing.
Responding to this kind of need is part of what Jesse and Leslie hope the farm can do, crisis or not. Nina Sparling, Cap Radio News.